with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Well, first with a pen in his hand, then came the gavel as President Trump brought it, declared the signing of the Big Beautiful Bill a major milestone in American history.
The golden age of America is upon us. We are in the golden age. It's going to be a period of time the likes of which I don't think this country has ever experienced before.
And the president declaring the signing a major milestone, as public policy expert Matthew Continetti says, there are a lot of reasons why that could be true.
I think the Trump agenda will be continuing its record of success on the border and continuing its economic management, where you see a above expectation job report for the month of June. You see inflation rate continuing to fall, gas prices continuing to fall. Trump is going to want to continue that policy mix that gave us a great economy in his first term, and that looks on its way to continuing that Trump record of success.
Matt Continetti speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week. Hamas says it's given a positive response to the latest proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, but says further talks are still needed on implementation.
Hamas responded, said positively to that proposal. There are some points that needed to be clarifications regarding to the Israeli withdrawal from the posts that they captured after March, last March. President Trump also hailed Hamas' response. And we like seeing an atmosphere, positivity of atmosphere that might lead to a ceasefire in the coming hours.
That is Mohammed Taha from BBC Arabic reporting. It is President Trump who had proposed a 60-day ceasefire in the conflict, and there are a number of indicators it may be accepted. Russia has launched 550 drones and missiles across Ukraine, its largest aerial assault overnight. This is SRN News. A new study finds childhood religion tends to stick with people as they get older.
The Pew Research Center reports that amongst adults under 55 around the globe, only about 10% of them left the faith into which they were born. Hindus are the least likely to switch to another religion, only 1%. Buddhists are the most likely, 22% of them eventually quit the faith. Amongst Christians, globally, 83% have remained faithful, while 2% have switched to another faith, and 15% have quit religion altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds few Americans support allowing religious schools to become tax-funded, but majorities are in favor of allowing religious chaplains to provide support services for public school students. The AP NORC poll shows the complexity of Americans' attitudes toward religious expression in schools, which varies depending on the kind of expression, and sometimes crosses partisan lines. Findings also highlight tension points on the topic. This is SRN News. Zohran Mahadi, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democratic nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city. Mamdani has been known for his Democrat socialist positions, and people are worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in the Big Apple at the same time. Heavy rains have caused devastating flash flooding in Texas Hill Country, killing at least 24 people, leaving many others missing. At a news conference on Friday, the Kerr County Sheriff, Larry Latha, said two dozen people were dead after at least 10 inches of rain poured down overnight, causing flash flooding in the Guadalupe River. A volunteer searching the archives of the American Baptists in Massachusetts has found a nearly 180-year-old document shedding light on the church's support for ending slavery. More on these stories at srnnews.com.